In the long march of mankind from the cave to the computer, a central role has always been played by the idea of law, the idea that order is necessary and chaos inimical to a just and stable existence. Every society, whether it be large or small, powerful or weak, has created for itself a framework of principles within which to develop. What can be done, what cannot be done, permissible acts, forbidden acts, have all been spelled out within the consciousness of that community. Progress, with its inexplicable leaps and bounds, has always been based upon the group as men and women combined to pursue commonly accepted goals. Whether these be hunting animals, growing food, or simply making money, law is the element which binds the members of the community together in their adherence to recognized values and standards. It's both permissive in allowing individuals to establish their own legal relations with rights and duties, as in the creation of contracts, and coercive, as it punishes those who infringe its regulations. Law consists of a series of rules regulating behavior and reflecting, to some extent, the ideas and preoccupations of the society within which it functions. And so it is with what's termed international law, with the important difference that the principal subjects of international law are nation-states, not individual citizens. There may be contrasts between the law within a country, municipal law, and the law that operates outside and between states, international organizations, and, in certain cases, individuals. International law itself is divided into conflict of laws, or private international law, as it's sometimes called, and public international law, usually just termed international law. The former deals with those cases with particular legal systems in which foreign elements obtrude, raising questions as to the application of foreign law or the role of foreign courts.